You're listening to Pastor Stephen G. Lightfoot's podcast, Sermons and Homilies by the Reverend Stephen G. Lightfoot. Pastor Stephen is an ordained elder in the Global Methodist Church and serves as senior pastor to First Methodist Church Splendora and Shepherd Methodist Church in Southeast Texas. Here is today's episode. Please be seated. I'm in a good mood this morning. Not that that should be different than any other Sunday, but I'm in a particularly good mood this morning. I suppose there's no one reason for that. There are a couple of things. First of all, you've noticed how the church building is changing, has changed. Yes, beautiful. Well, there's another change coming. I just want to make you aware of it, because what I don't want to happen is one Sunday when you come in and you think, oh, I have ended up in Christ Church in the Woodlands. We are getting two very large smart TVs to go on this wall.
Amen.
And we're getting another large smart TV to go on that wall. Gone will be these wondrous inventions, these projectors that are, well, would you say they're temperamental, Frankie?
Just exactly.
Temperamental, yeah. And so no more yellow image from the old guy there hanging from the ceiling. I'm so appreciative.
Thank you, God.
God has provided in a wondrous way, and it's just, we're moving into the 21st century. There's no stopping us now. The other reason, I was checking the podcast. You know, we do a live stream and a podcast that goes out into the world. Yesterday, we hit 658 cities across the world, 58 countries, all seven continents. The one that we added, because you remember when I was remarking about it earlier in the week, we were at 657 cities and 57 countries. We added Summerlin, British Columbia, and Canada. You'd think Canada would already be in there, right? But no, we added them. And so we truly are a global Methodist community, and the gospel is going out from Splendora, Texas, to the world. Thank you for all of that, and thank God for His faithfulness. So, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses, as Hebrews says, let's begin. I want to look at Ephesians chapter 5 this morning, starting at verse 15. Where Paul is talking to the church in Ephesus and also the church in Splendora, when he says, "So then be careful how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil." Some translations of those verses say, "Look carefully how you walk, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." God is a redeemer of all things, including what we sometimes perceive in this world as lost time. How many people, show of hands, feel like, you know what, I've lost time this week. I've missed out on some things because there's just too much stuff to do. I can't get my priorities straight because, well, everything's at the top of the checklist. Right? God is the redeemer of all things, including lost time. See, Paul is saying something to us that we need to heed as the church. He's talking about time. Paul is telling us that, well, let me rephrase that. Paul's telling me that I need to spend more time in the moment and less time worrying about time. More time in the moment and less time worrying about time. Turn to your neighbor and say, I want to be here now. I want to be present this morning. Paul's telling us that in this fallen, broken world in which we live, there's so much that distracts us. So much we can worry about if we allow ourselves to fall into the worry trap, into the worry pit. There's so much that can waste our time and divert our attention away from the purpose for which God has ordained us. Did you know, as ministers of the faith, you are all ordained? I see Tess back there going. Matthew 6:34 says, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. See, that's not just good advice. That's wisdom imparted to you from our Lord. So as I think about Paul's words, I'm reminded of things when I got a sense that time has been lost in some way. It's not really the way it is. Sometimes we think the universe is unraveling, but really that's just God bringing all things together according to his plan and his purpose. See, it's in times like these when I start to think about lost time, I'm reminded of people that I have loved and cared about that are no longer here. Anybody know someone that's not here on this earth anymore that you miss? Yeah. Yeah, I see you. One soul in particular that had an impact on my life, I have talked about before, but my friend Sancho was dying of a rather aggressive brain cancer, and before he passed, I had opportunity to visit with him at length and to sit down and talk about these very words from Paul in Ephesians and from our Lord Jesus in Matthew. And as Sancho said about getting his affairs in order when he found out that he was dying of brain cancer, he lived out the rest of his days taking these very words to heart. He lived each day, each moment in the present. He spent precious time with his wife and his kids. He spent precious time with trusted friends. He lived in the here and now. He savored every minute God saw fit to give him because he trusted in God's plan for his life. And he knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that his destiny was eternity with God in heaven. Whether that came sooner or later, all of it, he knew, was in God's good time. And I tell you that specific account because it serves to illustrate something of what Paul was saying to the church in Ephesus, and it's what he's saying to you right in this moment, because we're all here in this moment. We'll never be in this moment again. So Paul is asking us, open our ears to this concept of time, because there are two different perspectives for time that we can live in. Two words for time in the original Greek language. The first word is chronos, which talks about the flow and measurement of time. It's where we get the word chronograph, which is an instrument for measuring time, like a clock or a watch. Trust me, we watch the clocks, don't we? We watch the clock. We follow the leading of the Spirit, but the clock is always there saying, you know, you have to do this again in Shepherd in about an hour and whatever, right? And so there are limits that we live in called chronos, but the more important word for time in the Greek is kairos. Kairos, it's the concept of the perfect time, God's timing, God's time, the right moment in time. See, in Kairos time, we're speaking about time in terms of quality, not quantity. Why is this important? Well, we tend to be slaves to time, chronos time. We run around taking stock of hours and minutes, don't we? Anybody here never look at a clock ever in your life? Gosh, what a life. We run around taking stock. We count the days, we mark the time, we watch the clock. Truly, God's desire for us is to restore all of us to the eternal beings that He created us to be. You are an eternal being. Let that sink in for a minute. Matter of fact, affirm it to your neighbor. I am eternal. You are eternal. You're not a temporal being. Yes, we are here for a temporal amount of time on this earth, but that's not the end. When we check out from earth, we're ready to spend eternity in heaven. And so, because we are beings created by God, not bound by chronos, we are eternal creatures trapped in this fallen state of temporal existence. The only way back to our created state is redemption through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus, we can redeem our time and get back to experiencing Kairos time the way that God intended for us. See, the rest of the passage of Scripture from Ephesians reads, "Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine in which there is debauchery, but instead be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your hearts to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to our God and Father." See, as Christ followers, we can choose our moments. That is, we can decide to spend our time on things that matter for the kingdom. And we can choose to let those things that cause us frustration and anger, let those things pass us by. It's not easy. It takes work and prayer and study, but we can redeem our time by turning our time over to Jesus. Through Jesus, we overcome our squandered past, whatever that is for you, and we can be instruments right now in this moment, even in these days where evil seems to reign. We can be instruments for good in the lives of our families and for the advancement of the kingdom of God in the world. In Christ, regret turns into satisfaction and hope. Chaos, which is disorder and unrighteous anger, chaos turns into, here's a Hebrew word, shalom, peace. Wouldn't you like to have your disorder and anger turned into peace? Then turn all that stuff over to Jesus. He promises to give you peace, not as the world gives, but peace from the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ our Lord. And so Psalm 90 verse 12 says, "Teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom." Well, wait a minute, Pastor. You just told us to live in Kairos. Now you're telling us to number our days. Make up your mind. Well, the psalmist is talking about an awareness that our time on earth is limited. Chronos. Count your days. That's not dread. That's expectation. He's telling us, Hang in there. You just got a limited number of days to be subject to the evil in the world before you're standing before Jesus. And he says, well done, good and faithful servant. Come into the kingdom that I have prepared for you. Hallelujah. See, we have to recognize the kairos moments here and now and use them wisely, which is God's perfect will for your life. My buddy Sancho had a choice to make. He could spend his days as a slave to Kronos, as a slave to frustration, anger, depression, defeatism. I can't imagine that dying of brain cancer is easy. He could spend his time as a slave to Kronos, or he could choose to spend his days in Kairos, making the most of the time that God had given him, looking for and appreciating those moments where God is honored and glorified. Moments with his wife, moments with his children, moments in worship, moments with friends, more moments in worship and prayer. Spending the time he had left doing things that mattered in the kingdom of God. So for those of us who struggle concerning time, I think this message from Paul is valuable and relevant. Because each of us has this finite race to run on the earth. Each of us is a work in progress in this process of sanctification. That's a big word that just means becoming more like Christ. The free will God gives us allows us to choose to embrace joy and forgiveness. And when we choose to embrace joy and accept his forgiveness, God redeems the time. Tell your neighbor, God redeems the time. God redeems the time. Just as Sancho made his choice, we in like manner must refuse to spend any more time enslaved to the frustration of Kronos. Instead, we must claim the redeeming blood of Christ and choose to live in Kairos, just as we were created to do and to be. So I hope you receive this message this morning and consider this time together in this holy place, separated from the world which Paul reminds us is evil. Consider this time as a Kairos moment, time well spent, God's time to prepare each of us to go out into the world and spread light and peace and joy. Oh, it's much needed out there, is it not? And so we pray together. Heavenly Father, your word says in Ecclesiastes, for everything there is a season, and a time for every event under heaven. And Father, in that passage, among those events listed there is a time to heal and a time to be forgiven. Those of us gathered here in this holy place this morning, God, are in that time of healing. Through your power and in your time, we are seeing the healing of the physically afflicted. We are witnessing, Father, the lifting up of the mentally, emotionally, and spiritually poor by showing them the love of Jesus. In your perfect time and your perfect will, Lord God, as you move the giving hearts of your people in this community, we intend to carry on that kingdom work. As your missional church, until you come again. Today, Father, we gather together with a need to experience some of the other events under heaven that your word promises, a time to plant, a time to build up, a time to laugh, a time to dance, a time to embrace, a time to love, and a time for peace. But we must never forget, while we are here in this holy place, while we rest here for a moment, Father God, away from the worries and the struggles of the world, we remember that all the other events under heaven are still taking place. They're going on even now beyond those doors. While we're here resting in you, there is still much work to be done out there. There is still a season of brokenness. There is still a season of poverty, of sickness. There's still a time to die, still a time to weep, still a time to mourn, a time to seek, a time to tear apart, a time to throw away. And yes, Father, there's still time to hate, time for war. We see it. And so this morning, Father God, as we approach the rail, as we fall on our knees right there in our seats, Father, we pray to you for mercy, for grace for those times, that they would be overcome by your mighty hand and by your loving kindness, that you would usher in a new season of redemption, a new season of healing, a new season of light. Today, Father God, we approach your throne with a spirit of thankfulness and expectation for all that you are, for all that you've done, and for all that you are about to do. We thank you for this room full to overflowing with love and compassion. We thank you for this time for worship and fellowship. We thank you for the gift of healing, the gift of music, the gift of joy, and for your constant provision in our lives. Father, bless us and strengthen us to serve you better in the seasons to come in our daily work and ministry. And finally, eternal Father, time is in your hands. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we commit this time under heaven to you. Sovereign God, Holy Lord, giving you all the honor and all the glory in the precious name of Jesus, we pray it. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Come back again next week for a new message. And until then, may God bless you and keep you.